Welcome to Real Estate Mom Moguls, the podcast where real estate powerhouses meet mom life. I'm Erin McNamara.
And I'm Amanda Bohm.
We're here to spill the beans on our real life, raw, and often side-splitting experiences in the fast-paced world of real estate.
Tune in each week as we not only dissect the latest local real estate headlines, but also unveil the secrets behind mastering the ever-elusive work-life balance.
Join us for a wild ride through the realms of home buying, selling, and all the chaos in between. Expect a generous serving of real estate wisdom garnished with a sprinkle of mom magic.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How it goes?
Oh, well, we just keep it moving. What's going on?
I feel like a lot, but like nothing all that interesting, right? Like,
Yeah.
I know we both have gotten like really busy, which is great.
Really busy. It was like all of a sudden.
Well, I had like six different people reach out to me within like a 3 hour time span.
Yeah.
And not because I put a new listing on, not because of any one, you know, recurring cause. Six different, totally random.
It's awesome though.
Well, it was, but it was right when we were leaving. I was like, how?
Always the way. It's always the way.
I know. It was great, actually. And you know what? Shout out to the team. Shout out to Kim. Shout out to Bailey. Shout out to you. Shout out to everyone that was like willing to step up and help. And that's why we're on a team.
Yeah. No, that's
always a good reminder.
Yeah. And I wish I could have done more, but it was a wild time for me too.
It's all good. We made it. Everybody's taken care of.
Yeah. Nope. That's the way it goes. It's great.
Like I said, shout out to the team because I don't know how people do it without that. Honestly.
Well, true. It's true.
So you've had not just crazy work busy, birthday week times two.
Today's my birthday. Oh yeah, thanks. Today is my like rest reset day, which is why I look the way I look today. I couldn't get myself together. It's been a lot, but all good stuff. My house is like trashed. My house is trashed. Because I've been busy at work, you know. So I've been I was moving a lot of stuff for the team space, and you know that took time. So on top of just normal work stuff that I've needed to get done, so my house has been severely neglected, severely. And I cleaned up a little bit yesterday because we had like some of Veda's friends over for her birthday. So like the main like kitchen, living room, bathroom were clean, but everything else was like shoved into my room or shoved into the other random room.
That's exactly what I did yesterday. Contractors here working on stuff. I just like service, just
yeah,
whatever, maintenance.
Yeah.
I just shut all the doors.
Yeah, I know.
Everything
I know.
Upstairs. Shut the doors.
I know. So today I'm like cleaning my sheets, you know, which is always like a day long process. So just I need a minute to like regroup today.
I don't know when I have that on the horizon. I'll figure it out. I'll fit it in someday this week. I'm just not quite sure where it'll fit in.
It's been like 2 weeks for me of just like going. So.
But we were just gone.
Yeah, you weren't home.
Physically
which is good.
Gone.
Yeah. So your house is
so
clean.
So nothing got done. Well, I'm losing my headphone. No, nothing got done at all.
You know,
then you come home and it's like you just drop it off. So
yeah, I know. Because you got to go back to life.
I got to like resort stuff. And I don't know. That's always just stuff. That's life.
Yep. And I'm like, you know what? I will get to my house at some point. Just keep going with it right now.
Yeah. Like we got back, what, Sunday night? Today's Tuesday. So yesterday was a full day in the office for quite a while, like longer than usual. And then
same, yeah.
Meeting people here and I don't know what else. Now today is pretty much a full work day. We've got the in-laws dog coming tonight. Garrett's working a double.
I know. It's always something.
Work and personal, back to back to back.
Yeah. Same. That's how I was. So yeah, we had, my birthday was Sunday. Veda's was yesterday. But
10.
Like,
let's talk about that. 10. Veda's 10.
Oh my God. It's wild. It's so wild. I posted something last night and it was like a decade. I'm like, that's a long time. That's a long time.
It's big.
She's like a teenager. She acts like a teenager. It's crazy.
Well, I mean, so does Emma, to be fair.
Yeah. But like, I feel like yesterday there was like a maturity, you know, like about the way she looked. Maybe it's just my emotions, you know, but the way she held herself, you know, like she felt like, oh, I'm 10.
Well, and it wasn't like an act, like it was just.
No, yeah, like natural. Yeah. It was a natural, like.
Like Emma, something. When I say that, she's like trying to be older than she is.
Sure, sure, sure. No, but it was good. She had a couple of her friends over. So she didn't want a big birthday party this year, which I'm like.
Good for her.
Amen. So mm-hmm. Next weekend, she's having just two of her friends sleep over. When I'm getting those, have you seen those companies that do like slumber parties? They set up like tents and like air mattresses and stuff.
It looks so cool.
Yeah. So we're doing that. So since she could only have like a couple, yesterday was her actual birthday. So I'm like, why don't, you know, she has some close friends. And so I'm like, why don't we invite, some of the girls who aren't able, you know, who aren't doing the sleepover just to still do a little something. Yeah. So we had, there was like four or five of them here yesterday. And 10-year-old girls are a lot.
Loud, I'm guessing.
They're a lot. Yes. Yep. They're loud and a lot. It's the only thing I can say.
That's great.
Yeah. But they had fun. So, that, you know, so like I was in the office for a while yesterday too. And then I'm like, crap, I gotta go. Like I gotta clean my house. I need groceries, like all the things. But, and then Sunday we, went to my mom's, and we did like a joint family party. Cause I'm like, I can't do the marathon of days. It is like, we've done it before. My mom, like, she's great. She likes to have a family party for me. Like, let's celebrate you, which I appreciate. But I'm like, can we just do this, please, all together? Like, I don't, then I have to do something for Veda. And then I have to do something with Ryan's family. You know, it's like, let's do it just once. And I would appreciate that.
yeah
so, and I knew we would have done something yesterday regardless, you know, like cake or whatever, so I'm like, we'll just have some of her friends. But that's that. So I still have this weekend coming up, but it'll be fun, you know, like, because it's just like two of her friends. So I'm gonna take them. So there's a place in the Foxwoods outlets that's like a selfie place, like, and so they have like different like setups where you know, go and take selfies and like these different like scene type things.
I haven't heard of that.
I've seen it, but if I'm there, it's usually like during the day, so it's never open. But yeah. I recently saw somebody, their teenage daughter had their birthday party there, and I'm like, that's a really cool idea. And so like, you can go. I just had to get like buy tickets ahead of time or whatever. But they'll love that. They're all about stuff like that right now. I was trying to do like I wanted to like get their makeup done. And I asked a couple of people, but they're not free. And so I was like, well, maybe I take them to Sephora, but it was like $60. Yeah, like I'm like, meh, I guess we'll skip that. So we're gonna do, and Veda doesn't know yet, but we'll do the selfie thing, and then I'll take them to dinner somewhere there. But like, I'd much rather spend more money and do something fun like that than like a 2-hour stupid chaotic birthday party, you know?
Yeah.
So
I think it's like better memories too.
Yeah, it'll be so honestly. Much fun. It'll be fun for all of us, you know, like even Veda, like she's like, she gets very easily overwhelmed and she's like, I can't talk to everybody anyways. Like, at a, you know, like we've done pool parties at the high school, but you're talking like 40 kids. It's like, what's the point? you know what I mean?
Honestly, like my opinion is always like, are you actually friends with them? Like, sure, you might get along. Sure, you're in the same class. Not to say you don't care for them, but like, you don't hang out with that many people.
It's honestly. And I mean, between our like family who have kids, our friend, like my friends who have kids, and then her, some of her school friends, and then her gymnastics friends, it is a lot of kids, but it's like, you can't, like, she can't possibly hang out with all of them. You know what I mean? Right. So it's like, I'm just throwing a, like, treating all of these kids to go swimming. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like,
right.
So I'm glad we're doing it this way. Like I said, I'd rather spend more money and just do fun things.
I think
like
it's
that.
Great. I mean, it's kind of the same idea. We did the, like, day in New York with Emma. She picked two friends.
Yeah.
It was great.
Yeah. And we talked about doing New York, but it's like, sometimes it's just so much, you know, like.
It was a long day.
It is a long day. And it's like, what are we doing there? You know what I mean? Like, what's the, she really didn't have a, I don't know, you know, like, we're just going to go spend a lot of money on what? Like.
Right. No, Emma had her mission.
Yeah. Right. Right. So, so it'll be fun, you know, it'll be good. So one more weekend, but.
And you're still in competition season, right? Or is that kind of phasing?
She had a meet last week on Tuesday and we only have one more left states. So okay. I think that's the second weekend in March or something like that.
Okay.
No, the third weekend, because
so
this
down.
Weekend is the first weekend of March. So then once that is done, she, hang on, that's it for meets. Like, she'll still have practice and stuff, you know, but that'll be done. So
yeah, come up for a breath of fresh air to some extent.
I mean, we'll see. You know, Quinn's gonna do lacrosse this year, so I don't really know what that will entail because they're doing games and stuff. So it's new.
Do the older boys do lacrosse or no?
Callan did last year, but I don't think he's doing it this year. Now he's in the high school. I think he wants to do track maybe. So really, I think it'll just be Quinn, which is good.
Yeah.
For my schedule. Veda doesn't really do much in the spring, which is fine because she does stuff every other time.
Well, she does stuff year-round, technically.
Yeah, she'll still be in gymnastics.
Year-round, yeah.
Yeah. So I'm hopeful that we can have a nice calm spring. I mean, I can't imagine, like, Quinn's only 7, so, like, I can't imagine that it's going to be, like, too demanding, you know what I mean, of a schedule. Yeah. Maybe a couple practices a week and games on the weekend. I don't really know. But so we'll find out about that. But that's.
Well, I screwed up. Noelle wanted to do lacrosse, which I don't know that she like really wanted to do it.
Yeah.
She had mentioned it a couple times that we were going to let her try it, but I just completely missed the registration.
You can't do it now?
I don't know. I haven't tried. I know that I missed the deadline. But like for her age group, it's very low key.
Instructional, is it?
Yeah, it's like, it's just once a week. There's no games or anything. It's just like, I don't know, like scrimmage type stuff, I think. I'm sure I could get her in if I really.
I'm sure you can. Yeah.
Backtrack and try to figure it out. But my point is like, you know, she said she wanted to try it and I'm 100% like, let her try everything. I don't really think she knows what lacrosse is. It's like, you know, we've seen it on TV, whatever, but we've never like taken her to watch peers play or like, you know, local kids play. And she's not really that like aggressive or competitive, like in a group, like soccer, not her thing. She'll kick the ball around the yard, but like put her out on a field with her peers, no. And like same thing with basketball. She was so excited to try basketball. Barely played. Like wanted no part of being on the court. But yeah, I don't know. She said lacrosse and I was like, all right, well, you know, I'm happy to let you try it. But they are trying hockey. I don't really think it's their idea. I think it's coming from dad. So we'll see how that goes. But it's only 4 weeks, so that's like no big deal. And they still have dance. Emma will do tennis. I don't know. I might just make Noelle do tennis again. So they just
have something.
Go together. Just go together.
Yeah.
That's it. I mean, skiing's winding down. We've only got like another month or so.
Yeah, right.
So we'll see. But she, that's the thing. She is all about obsessively asking to try like ski racing. Oh. We saw a couple of events this week at the mountain with like younger kids her age. I mean, she's talked about it before. It's not like a new thing. But when we were there watching the event at the mountain, she saw like kids a little older than her, maybe, you know, like 10, maybe like Beta's age. She was like ready to jump in and join.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, well, we'll see.
That's
cool for who?
Yeah, I know. I know. I mean, I know a couple different families who do that and they have to go every weekend.
I know. I know. And that's where I'm like struggling. So my sister-in-law grew up doing it, but they lived so much closer to like a bigger mountain. And she was able to do it competitively, like through college, like the whole thing. So I don't know, like seeing her light up like that was really, really neat. And I would really like to at least let her try it out.
Yeah.
Not this year, but, you know, if that's what excites her, I want to support it. I just don't quite know how.
Yeah.
How, where, when? I mean, we do work weekends. We don't have a, you know, mountain house.
Right.
So.
Do they do it at like Powder Ridge or somewhere like closer?
I think that's like realistically how we would start. I mean, I've got to like really do some real research. I don't know much about it at all. Powder Ridge has a team and Mount Sunnington also has a team. And that probably would be a good way to just like,
figure out,
try it out, get her feet wet.
Going to Rhode Island every weekend is much different than Vermont.
But that said, these are little tiny hills, like small. Not that she's like going to the Olympics or anything, but like she already skis.
Yeah, she's
bigger mountains than that.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Yeah.
Not a problem for this year, but
I was going
to
say, you have a whole year. Yeah, you have a year.
I do need to figure it out, kind of like how we let her test it out. But yeah, like locally, I could at least get her there every weekend, or Garrett could. Like we wouldn't have to like go spend a night
weekend
somewhere.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's the takeaway from this week. Noelle really wants to ski more.
Cool, though. That's cool.
It is. Different. It's exciting. It's terrifying, but exciting for her. It's a world I don't know much about other than like recreationally.
Yeah. Well, I could hook you up with my Veda's friend, Vienna. Their family does it and their son competes every weekend. So
yeah, I might take you up on that.
Yeah.
And figure out.
I'm sure she would talk to you. She's very nice. And they love it. They do have a house up there, though. So
that's the thing that helps. Like, I don't want us to hold her back, but Garrett and I both work weekends.
Yeah, right. It's not even like one of you could go.
Forget the money. Forget the fact that we don't have,
it's,
you know,
the logistics.
House.
Yeah.
Forget those two things. Work.
Yeah.
Like, but I'm not going to be the person to hold her back. Like if we try something locally,
you'll figure it out.
We'll make it happen.
Yeah.
One way or another.
Yep.
So,
Speaking
of work, you've been busy, not with clients, but like with the team, with the office.
So, you know,
what's happening?
When I took over as team leader, I just kept going with the systems that were already in place, which were good, you know, but Bud and I have very different brains, you know, like he's very
really?
Like, yeah, he's very like number driven, like consistent, you know what I mean? Like just, we operate different clearly. And so like that worked for him. But I was feeling like just kind of stuck, you know, it felt monotonous to me. There was not a lot of like spark that was happening, you know, with the team. I think everybody felt a little like, okay, well, this is what we do, and we kind of just do it because that's what we do. Yeah. So I really wanted to shake things up, kind of make it my own. So with that, I wanted to spruce up the team space because I want it to be more welcoming, more collaborative, more open workspace, you know,
shared workspace.
Yeah. So that required a lot of moving of furniture, big furniture,
a lot of desks in there.
Yeah. You know, I had to have, we had Stan come in and he, did some touch up paint. He moved the signs so that we could hide them more instead of being in a closet. I mean, out in the open.
Right.
I'm not done. You know, there's still some things I want to do, but I feel good about the space that is there right now. A lot more open. And so I'm excited. The team structure, like the meeting structure, I changed, you know, to be more, interactive. You know what I mean?
That's
I just felt
exactly
like
exactly the word I was just thinking of. It was more interactive. We were all more engaged.
I wasn't sure, honestly, how people would receive it. You know what I mean? Not everybody necessarily likes to be put on the spot, kind of like I was doing yesterday, but,
yeah, but not really. It's not like anyone's embarrassed by any of that. It's
no, like,
just chime in.
It made you think more, which I think we need. Like, we need more of the, like, okay, let's get our ideas flowing, our brains kind of moving. I'm excited. I think that it went well yesterday. And I'm excited to see, like, kind of what it generates, you know?
Yeah. Well, I think it's good in a lot of ways, honestly. I think that, like, one, having that board in the room, like, not, you know, in the conference room, not in the way, but, like, it's right there in front of us. We can look at it anytime. I think that's great.
Yeah.
And I think, like you talked about, like, the weekly goal, what are you going to do? I think that's great because we're going to come back and revisit it, and it's right there. So either
it's
you get
there.
It done or you don't.
And we know, like, okay, we're following up on this. Everybody heard you, right? Like, everybody heard what it is. And it's not like, I'm not asking anybody to, like, go out this week and talk to 100 people in the week, you know? So it's like, what's one small thing? And I feel like that's the point of, like, the business. Whenever I, like, sit down with somebody, I'm like, pick one thing to do right now. Like, focus on one. Because when we start to, like, we have all these ideas sometimes that go, and then it's like, well, I don't even know which one to do because I got so many things in my brain. So, like, what's one thing you're going to accomplish this week, you know, and let's write it down and see how you do.
The other thing I liked, I mean, it's not really there yet, but you talk about, like, the resource center, the resource desk.
Yeah.
I mean, I think we've had stuff like that before available, but to have it right there in the middle of everything, like, easily accessible, I think that's going to be really helpful, especially like the newer agents, or just to like go back and like brush up on something.
Yeah. Right.
I think it's going to be great and people can use it at their leisure.
Correct. You know, like,
not like homework.
It's easy to say like, okay, send out 5 cards, but it's like, okay, well, I got to get the 5 cards, or, you know what I mean? Like, just not that any of it is hard, but it's like, if it's right there, you can take 5 cards, sit at the table, take 5 minutes, really. Write out 5 cards, like, it's done. You know what I mean?
Yep.
So I like I said, I still have work to do in there, but I'm excited at the start of it, you know?
I think it was never anything I ever thought of, but I think having it all there in one space and not the conference room, because the conference room was a good setup, but like it wasn't hours. You know, that's a more client-centered space.
Yeah.
This is a workspace and everything is there. And I think it's just a really good idea. Like functionally, I think is...
And that's not to say that we can't meet with clients back there. You know what I mean? But it's like, this is where we collaborate, have our, you know, we have the board where we jot stuff down, you know? So, I'm excited. And sometimes it takes a while for my brain, like, I know what I want to do, but like, it takes a while for it to like get there. You know what I mean? So I'm excited. You know, I think the meeting structure, I like the way it went. I might tweak it, you know, but just kind of like, I needed to start.
Well, it's always a work in progress. Yeah. I think it'll go faster. I think yesterday we took like a long time going through the slides just because it was new, figuring it out, you know, whatever. Yeah. I don't think it'll take that long once we just back into a routine. But I still think that format is opening up more conversation than just going down like the checklist used to be, basically.
Which is what I want, is the conversation, because that's where new things come up. You know what I mean? So
it was so funny yesterday. I thought, like, every time I started to talk about things I have, she's like going back to old problems I've had.
I know.
I was like, is this what I'm known for?
Oh, what's my happening? God.
It's like, so she funny. Has PTSD on my behalf.
Oh, God.
I'm dying laughing.
So funny. But yeah, no, I'm excited. I hope that it gets, not that we weren't doing well, because the team was doing well, but like, I hope that it gets more invigorating,
new energy.
You know? Yeah, new energy, get people going, get people in. Like I said, even if they pick one small thing a week to do, it's good, you know?
Right. Well, and they only have to answer to themselves, right? So like, if we get there next week and someone doesn't do anything, it's not like someone's in trouble. It's like, well, you didn't do what you said you're going to do, so... Figure it out.
that you publicly like proclaimed in the meeting, you know?
Right.
So yeah, that'd be good.
I think it's good. And I think it's good for you too. Like, just, you know, like you said, you and Bud are different people and that's great. But like, for you to be able to make it something that's more genuinely you, more, not more comfortable, but like, if you're happier, if you feel better about how it's operating, like, it's going to come easier to you, more natural.
Correct. Yeah. Right.
I think
right.
it's great, because then that you can like convey that confidence better, again, rather than just going off of like a template, basically.
Yeah. Right. Right. So I'm excited. I think
it's good. I do. Yeah. I think it's good moves. And we should mention the office received quite an award.
Yeah.
Now, did we know that was coming or no?
No. So funny. My mom got a call. Whatever day this was. This was last week, I think. And they were very vague about it, but they were like, "Oh, can we, you know, drop by the office to bring you something, or whatever?" And my mom was like, "Yeah, I'm not available." But you know how many times people call and are like, "Hey, can you know what I mean? Like, can I drop something by the office?" Their advertisements. Usually, it's like ads, you know. Yeah. So that morning, one of the Remax people sent Buddy a video saying, you know, that they got the award. And so my mom called back and she was like, "I'm so sorry.
I missed this part of the story. This is funny."
Yeah, no, it was funny, but they were trying to be like
a surprise kind of.
Yeah. Thing. Like make a like presentation. But, so we won, Brokerage of the Year for Connecticut, through Remax, awarded by Remax, which is really nice. So he came and he brought a big plaque. And he said that when they looked at the numbers from last year, you know, it's a tough market, you know, it's tough market, tough conditions. He said a lot of numbers were down amongst Remax offices, but ours were up. So he said that, you know, that was one of the big reasons, you know, but, and then on top of it, just our culture, our, what's the word? Not morals, but I don't know. You know what I'm trying to say?
So like, how do they have people out in our market? Like, either calling us or, you know, interacting with us without us knowing? Like, how do they?
No, I don't know. But I think they talked to Bud. So Deb Chamberlain, I don't know if she has anything to do with it, but she is like local.
She's a good friend of them, right?
Yeah. Like, they know. Yeah. My mom sold her house and stuff, you know, so I don't know if she had something to say. I think that a big thing was that our numbers were up when a lot were down, I guess.
Yeah. And it's funny you mentioned that because, I mean, we went through most of last year, like, feeling like it was a struggle. And then you look at the end of the year and it's true. I mean, my numbers were up and it did not feel like it.
Yeah. No, I know. And we did well. We did do well. So that's exciting. He came with a big plaque and two bottles of champagne.
Oh, where did those go?
They're in the fridge in the back.
Oh, are they? Yeah. Okay. So when we do our vision boards in the team room.
Sure. Pop those right open.
There we go. Let's do it. I think that'd be fun to do. Like, I like vision boards.
Yeah. No, I'm totally for it. All for it.
Let's do it. Let's plan it.
And I want to do more stuff like that, you know.
Staying light out later. Let's just plan an evening.
Yeah. It doesn't even need to be an evening necessarily, but.
Well, whatever.
Yeah, no. So, exciting stuff to come. I think it'll be a good year.
I do too. I feel like the energy, not just with the team, but like, I don't know, in my own life, the season's starting to change. Like, I just feel kind of reinvigorated. I feel like the whole first 2 months of this year have just been sick after sick after sick after vacation. Like, I just feel like I haven't been able to
catch your breath.
No, and like, not as a complaint, but I just feel like every time I try to start to do something, it's like, nice try.
Yeah.
And now I feel like, hopefully, knock on wood, we're like coming to the other side of that. Like, just back to normal, really. Yeah. Not like nothing crazy, but like, just we can get things done. Mm-hmm. I hope.
Yeah. So I'm excited. Big things coming from us. RE/MAX on the Bay for this year.
I agree.
Yeah. Yeah. It's good.
So. You've got stuff to do today. Get your life back in order. I've got an offer to write, actually.
Yes. I wrote 3 offers yesterday. One got accepted.
There you go.
One I have to resend this afternoon for highest and best, but.
Are you still seeing a lot of that? Are you seeing a little bit of everything? The offer I'm writing right now, I'm going to come in under asking.
I think
Not
it depends
me.
On.
My clients coming in under asking.
I think it depends on the house.
Yeah. Let's talk about this actually. So last week while we were gone, I wrote an offer and it was a new listing, and there was an open house my client had gone to and they said it was packed. Didn't look like it was a good price point, 100%, but it didn't look like anything special. Like even for like the first time home buyer crowd, like there was nothing about it to me that like really jumped out. Other than the price point, which I get. But it was weird. We wrote a competitive offer over asking, escalation clause, like the whole thing. And the agent was like, oh, you know, we're not canceling any showings. You know, I'll present everything. I think she said like Tuesday. And we wrote everything on Sunday, I think it was. And then Tuesday came and went. She's like, oh, no, we have more showings. We're not canceling. Wednesday. And it went every day. It went all the way from the property had come on market Friday all the way to Thursday. And she didn't call or text me until like 8 or 9 o'clock at night. And I was already talking to my client. I was like, what do you want to do? Do you want to wait it out or do you want to pull the offer? She's like, no, just leave it. Let it ride. I'm like, okay. 6 days.
Yeah,
I don't
like that.
When they had started by saying it'd be Tuesday. I'm like, that's fine. Like, I get it. No problem. But then like waiting for something better and better. Oh, obviously, we didn't win that offer, which from is just as well.
Because for the best. I know.
I didn't like
the vibe.
I don't know. Yeah. No. Oh, yeah. But I just feel like I've found a lot of that this year. And I don't mean that to like speak poorly about other colleagues, but I just feel like there's a lot of like weird situations going on.
Mm, yeah.
I can't quite figure it out.
Yeah.
I had a good conversation with the agent this morning. So,
well, good.
Hopefully tides are turning.
Yeah. 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 Well, we'll see.
Yeah. We'll see. Time will tell.
Yeah.
You've got one with another Bose team agent, which is very exciting.
I do. Yep. Yep.
Was that multiple?
No. Mm-mm.
All right.
Nope. And the inspections are today. So we'll see how that goes.
There you go. Perfect. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Get it done.
Yep. All right. Well,
good luck being productive today.
Thank you. You too. I'll see you tomorrow. We have a training. Yeah.
Yes, I'll be there.
All righty. I'll see you then.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to Real Estate Mom Moguls. If you enjoyed today's episode, please support us by liking, sharing, and subscribing. Your support is invaluable in bringing you more insights on real estate and mom life. We'd love to hear your topic requests for future episodes. Feel free to leave them in the comments. Stay tuned for more. See you next time.